96 Kicks. I got my Arthur of the Week, Patricia Haley. Patricia, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. Thanks for being on the show. We're here to talk about your latest in your Chosen series.
Yay.
Humbled. Right? Is that the latest one? Yes.
Yep.
Tell us about it just a little bit. Give us a little synopsis. Don't give away too much.
Won't give away too much. And actually, you know, when it first started out, it was Chosen series, but when I was going to write a couple of books, now that I'm on, like, book number 6
right.
in the series, it's just a Mitchell family drama series. It's
yes.
just this crazy family that's going on. And, you know, the people that have been keeping up with the series, we've gone from, you know, the father, you know, leaving his wife and marrying another woman and having a child by her, and 20 years later he gives the company to the younger son and creates all kind of havoc with his first family. And we go through all that. Then the estranged daughter who, you know, was violated by her brother, you know, comes back to the family, decides she's the oldest and she should have the rightful say in the company. You know, all that drama.
Oh, yeah.
That, all those series of books that led up to it. But now we're at Humboldt, where Joel is a young man who, you know, was given the company by his father, and he lost it. He did made some bad decisions, and then he got married. And then at the end of Broken, book number, like number 5,
right?
He had left. He had decided he was going to divorce his wife that he had married from India, and he had moved to Chicago with his friend to spend some time there with his friend, and I put it in quotes, and he was going to start over. You know, he had failed everything. He failed his family. He failed God. He failed. So he was going to start over, and he thinks he's have found a little bit of peace until he gets that call from his estranged wife that she's pregnant.
Oh, wow. And you can see on the cover the
yes.
young lady, she's expecting. So
she's expecting, and they're expecting a lot. She's expecting just to be the, you know, the key to make the marriage work and
right.
all that. And Joel, he really now is a place where he's been humbled in the sense that, you know, he had all these things going on. I mean, he had success, fame, money, notoriety, favor from God, and he got so caught up in himself that he lost sight of what got him to where he was. So he's humbled in this book. So, you know, he wants to do the right thing, but he doesn't know what the right thing is.
Right.
Now, one would say, well, his wife is pregnant. He needs to go back. Well, his marriage was founded on this this sham from the beginning. It was really to merge two companies. The problem is that he and his wife, they're not even the same faith. I mean, he's a Christian, and she practices Eastern religion.
Yes.
And so, you know, people naturally say, well, just work it out, you know, marriage. But, you know, talk about being unequally yoked.
Exactly.
This is like the greatest example of, you know, they're not even in the same
right.
league when it comes to religion.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So how does God fix? You know, we find ourselves in situations that God didn't put us in, but we get ourselves into a real mess sometimes.
That's right.
But God is still God, and he's able to do all things if we're willing to humble ourselves,
mm-hmm.
seek him, hear his word, and do what it is he's caused us to do. And sometimes there's still some consequences.
That's true. That is so true. Now, Patricia, are you working up on a follow-up?
I have one more book in the series.
Uh-huh.
At least I say that I have one more book in the series. I'm really going to, you know, the whole series has been about forgiving. Like, no matter what's done to you, no matter how egregious the offense is, that you got to get to the place where you can find peace through forgiveness and then be able to work through those steps of allowing yourself to be whole again and enjoying and embracing the things that God has for you. So forgiveness is the whole thing. As you see, as we go through this series, people are starting to forgive. So when we get to book number 7, Unforgiving, that's the last one. And well, I plan to be the last one, so people, they're going to, you know, have to come to reconcile, and then I'm going to have to put them all on the plane, and they're
yes.
going to take a family trip together and crash somewhere. I'm going to make sure they come and verify that they're no longer existing, because if I leave a morsel of person, you know, even with a finger moving in the last book, people will want me to keep on writing.
I was getting ready to say that. Patricia, you got to give the people what they want. They might not want it to end. Because, you know, a lot of times, as in series, we like, oh, the next one.
We'll have to see what happens. But funny, because my cousin Kim, who Kimberly Lawson Roby, who's, you know, best-selling author and writer, and we were talking about, she said, well, you know you're not going to be able to kill them off. She said, you know you're going to have their grandkids,
yes.
you know, right, you know, in the book. I said, I don't know, but what I am going to do for my readers, I'm starting another series that comes out in November. I'm co-writing it with a high school friend.
Okay.
And so we're writing another series. This one, the new one, it's kind of like a modern day take on Apostle Paul, but it's really this lawyer who has it out against the church for various reasons. When the people read, they'll find out what his reasons are. But he goes after the church. He goes after ministers. You know, I mean, if a minister has a flaw, he's going to find expose it and capitalize on it.
Well, when is that going to come out this year?
That comes out in November, and that series is called Redeem. The first book is called Relentless, and it comes out in November.
All right. Well, we can anticipate that, Patricia.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, we can find you Facebook, Twitter. And
yes, my website, www.patriciahaley, patriciahaley.com.
Uh-huh.
That's a great place to find my stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Covers, has videos, it has all kinds of stuff out there.
And all your books where you can purchase them.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And links. And then I also am on Facebook. I'm really one or two places. Either just friend me on Patricia Haley Glass. Glass is my married name.
Uh-huh.
So Patricia Haley Glass. Or they can get me on, I have an author fan page, and I post, like, you know, any book tour things I'm doing, or, you know, different things when stuff is coming out. So the author, author Patricia Haley fan page. Either one of those, they can get me. I'm accessible.
All right. Well, we want everybody to get a copy. Of course, go back and get Chosen, Destined, Broken, Betrayed, Anointed. Get all of them.
Yay.
Patricia, I'm so glad to have you on the show. We want everybody to get copies and your latest Humbled in the series. Patricia, thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Kim. I really appreciate it. And blessings to you, sister. Blessings to you for what you do. It's this is a blessing to me, just being on here, and many other authors. So we just give it back to you.
Oh, thank you, Patricia. Thanks.
Take care.